At 9:30, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Romano. It's 5 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. Now to our top stories. Harper's government says no to funding abortions under the G8 plan. It was announced Monday that Canada won't provide foreign aid for women seeking abortions in poor countries. Instead, it will focus on improving the health of women and children with safe drinking water and vaccinations. According to the CBC, Liberal MP Bob Rae believes the decision takes an ideological stand, something he doesn't agree with. It also puts Canada at odds with the U.S. and other G8 countries. Many of them support safe and legal abortions for the poor. International health groups believe this could cause problems at the 2010 G8 summit. It's set to take place in Muskoka in June. Canadian children are spending too much time on the couch. According to a 2010 report card released by Active Healthy Kids Canada, children under 5 are dangerously inactive. Half of them are getting less than 2 hours of physical activity a day. Only 12% are meeting Canada's physical activity guidelines. It includes 90 minutes of exercise a day. TV, video games, and the internet are being blamed for the problem. So is daycare. Children spend more time stationary than exercising while there. According to the CTV, it puts kids on the path to adult weight problems. Active Healthy Kids provide tips for parents to help keep kids active. They include walking them to school when able to, keeping the TV out of children's bedrooms, and setting regular meal times. Quebec's ex-mayor is arrested for corruption. Three former officials, including former mayor Stephen Harper, were taken into custody yesterday in Quebec, thanks to the province's new anti-corruption squad, Operation Hammer. According to the CBC, they allegedly spent thousands of dollars of public money on food, alcohol, and entertainment from 2005 to 2008. The men face charges including breach of trust, fraud, and conspiracy. They're set to appear in court on May 6th. Now turning to sports. The Red Sox defeated the Blue Jays last night. They lost 13-12 in the first of a three-game series. According to the Toronto Star, this is the Jays' seventh loss in the last 10 games. They'll try to redeem themselves tonight at the Rogers Centre. The New Jersey Devils no longer have a coach. According to the Toronto Star, Jacques Lemaire announced his retirement yesterday. It comes fresh off of his team's elimination in the NHL playoffs last week. He coached the team for 2 years of his career, and in 1995 he led them to a Stanley Cup victory. He said he no longer has the energy to coach, but he plans to stay with the team. His new position has yet to be determined. The LA Lakers are looking to become repeat champs at this year's NBA Finals, but underdog Oklahoma City isn't making it easy. The teams are currently tied 2-2 in the first round series. They'll battle to take the lead tonight in Game 5 at the Staples Center. And in entertainment, Hugh Hefner saves Los Angeles' most iconic sign with a Hollywood ending. According to the CBC, Hefner donated $900,000 to save it from being torn down. The site was on the verge of being sold to luxury home developers. His donation helped complete the $12.5 million needed to buy the land. He said the symbol has sentimental value, that images of Hollywood influenced the concept of Playboy. The sign is now being protected by the Trust for Public Land Conservation Group. Are you feeling brave? The Ontario Museum in downtown Toronto celebrates bats this month. Inside the new bat cave, kids put their fears to the test. Animatronics and atmospheric sights and sounds mimic the St. Clair Cave in Jamaica. But if you're coming over the March break, be sure to give yourself plenty of time. Museum volunteer Anita Sott says it's been exceptionally busy compared to an average week.
It differs in the volume of visitors for sure. We're getting between 8 and 11,000 visitors a day, and normally that's cut down well. You know, on a regular day, I volunteer Tuesday afternoons and I see about 200 people. So this is a huge difference, but it's great. It's high energy at the ROM this week. There's a lot of kids' crafts, so there's a lot of activities on the go. I think families are generally really pleased with their experience here.
Bat Month is on from now until March 28th. You can find the Royal Ontario Museum at 100 Queen Street Park in downtown Toronto. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Jennifer Romano.